Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. You know that already. And those of you who just turned in, look what you got to look forward to. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find thousands of archives, thousands of articles, 500-plus Brain Trust members. Our blog is there, which comes to you Monday through Friday if you subscribe, or just check it out whenever you get to the site. You can subscribe to my weekly newsletter, which comes on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you have a great 2006, and my promise to you is we'll do everything we can on this show to help make that happen. And one of the best people I can think of to help us get 2006 kicked off is our good friend Joanna Brandy, because she is the customer care coach and the author of a number of books on this topic. Nobody knows more about hugging up and loving up our customers than Joanna, and there is no more important person in our business than our customers. Joanna Brandy, welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Would you agree with me? There is no more important person in our business than our customers.
I agree.
You've taught me
actually,
that.
You know what? I do agree. And I'm going to make that an and, not a but. And our employees are so important as well, because when we treat them well, they have the opportunity to treat the customers well. When they're worried about us not treating them well, or if their job's going to be here tomorrow, or if they're going to get a raise, you know, I think they go hand in hand.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. And because, for one thing, anytime we have a business where we're not able to touch all of our customers for every transaction, that means we got to hire somebody to do that.
Ah.
And that makes them an absolute extension of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't love up those customers the way we would want them to, or the way the customers would want them to, for whatever reason, we've not motivated them properly, we've not trained them properly, et cetera, then basically there's a failure there, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, because the customer only sees the person they touch. So if that person isn't representing you very well, if that person doesn't represent the values that you represent and the company represents, then you're right. There's a failure there.
You know, I recently did business with a small business, and the person that was sent to help me was just a true professional, so pleasant, did his job excellently. And when I went to pay the small business, I said, well, I just want you to know that once again, this guy had done something for me before. I just want you to know, I told the owner, I just want you to know that that your guy there represented you very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I said it.
Good.
And it was the truth. This is National Thank Your Customers Week, Joanna, as you know very
mm-hmm.
well. And I, as you also know, and as they're rolling their eyes out there, Joanna, because they know what I'm about to say. They know what a soapbox I get on when I talk about thanking our customers. What's the big deal, Joanna? I see it just as much in small businesses as I do in big businesses. People refuse to recognize that this customer has options, and we should thank them for doing business with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go back to the fact that William James once said that the human being's deepest need is the need for appreciation.
Yeah.
And if a human being's need for appreciation is so strong, how could we not, I just don't understand it. How could we not say thank you?
That's
what bewilders me. When you go to especially in the retail environment, I hate to pick on retailers so much, but I guess that's where many of us get our experiences as customers.
Right. Yep.
You know, you buy something, they hand you the bag, and you say thank you.
Exactly. That always irritates. I always feel.
And they say, no problem.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate no problem. That is the worst thing that ever came out of Australia. I mean, I love Australians. I think that's where it came from. I think they used to say that a lot. I mean, I love Australia, and I love Australians, but they're great people. But that's not a good export from them, and I hate it when people say that to me. Of course it's not a problem. You've got my money.
Yeah. You know, and I think it leaves such a negative impression on an unconscious level with the customer. So why don't we set a New Year's intention and a New Year's resolution to think about the many ways we can say thank you to a customer. There is the word thank you, mm-hmm. which you can put into your...
Yeah, you hear the music. I have to stop you for a second, Joanna.
We're gonna
get right back on this, folks. This is very important. This is critical, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to take this on as the main resolution for your business in 2006 to make sure everybody says thank you to your customers. Tony Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. She is the Customer Care Coach. And Joanna, some of my crack staff have reminded me that the Aussies say no worries. But what has happened, and I know that. And I know that sounds cool, and it sounds cool. I know a lot of Americans who've adopted that. No worries, no worries. But it's turned into, the American variation of that, it's turned into no problem.
No problem comes out of, I think, the Bahamas or Jamaica.
I guess you're right. Okay, the Aussies are off the hook. But anyway, look, you're at a nice restaurant. You know, you're gonna lay down a couple of bucks for a nice meal and a bottle of wine. I mean, this is, you're celebrating. You're splurging a little bit. And the waiter, who's otherwise a very professional person, you know, got all the specials down perfectly, and you know, it's a tablecloth restaurant. And then you say they set something down in front of you or whatever, and you say thank you, and they say no problem. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm picky about this stuff.
Let me stop you, because it's not just about being picky. The one word that no customer wants to hear is the word no. Is that correct? So,
right.
So that's the first thing, is that you're hearing the word no, and your body is responding to the word no.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, the one thing you don't want to happen when you're in that kind of involvement is a problem. And mm-hmm. so now you're being hit with another word. And remember, the subconscious mind acts a little differently than the conscious mind. So the subconscious mind is taking that all in. Like if I said, do you ever say to your children, don't spill your milk, and what do they do? Immediately they spill your
exactly.
milk.
Exactly.
Because you're giving their subconscious mind a directive.
Right. It's almost the Pygmalion effect. But, you know, the thing that the way it hits me is when they say no problem, it hits me as if, yeah, you know, I'm doing you this favor, so it's not really, you know,
exactly.
It's okay. I don't mind doing this for you. And that's not the way it ought to be. That's not the attitude they ought to have. And it's not that they feel that way. I don't think that's how they feel, but that's how it's coming across to me. And the only time I've reacted to that negatively, when I've reacted, I should say, has been whenever I brought something to someone's attention where they, you know, the product was not right or something mm-hmm. was wrong. Mm-hmm. And they say, no problem. And I say, no, no, no. Actually, there is a problem. And they look at me like, what? And I said, no, you know, because, you know, don't say no problem if I've got a problem. And I'm talking about especially if they haven't done a good job of taking care of me. But this is National Thank Your Customers Week, folks. And I want you to, Joanna both and I both want you to take this on as a major project in your small business. Make sure that you and your employees thank your customers immediately. And Joanna, I'm going to say, as I've said many times before, if you let a customer say thank you before you say thank you, you failed.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at all the different ways that you can say thank you. The first thing is to ban the words no problem. That's the first thing.
Absolutely.
Find five or six other phrases you can use. And those may sound like, oh, it's my pleasure. Certainly. Oh, You're welcome.
Hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Hope you enjoy it. We love doing business with you. Any of those phrases, instead of that no problem that we were talking about, will leave the customer feeling better because, you know, customer has a physiological response to the words that you use. So use words that are as positive as possible. Add the word thank you into your phone greeting. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for waiting. Thank you for holding.
We appreciate your business.
We appreciate your business.
Thank you for your business.
Exactly. And of course,
I have a friend, Joanna, I have a friend who says, thank you for the food. He tells his customers, thank you for the food.
Thank you. That's kind of cute. Thank you for the rent
money. I like that. I tell my audience that sometimes. I say, thank you for the food.
I'm still big on the handwritten stuff because I think it rises to the top. We send out postcards. We have we have a selection of postcards at customercarecoach.com at the website.
Yep. Yep.
Because I still believe that if you take just an extra moment, and postcards don't take long, to write a quick thank you note to a customer and drop it in the mail, it leaves a lasting impression about the quality of the relationship you're trying to build with that customer. I carry them with me when I go and do these. I do a lot of workshops for CEOs of small companies, and I carry my postcards with me. And then on my way back, usually I'm on a plane, sometimes mm-hmm. in the car, but I usually have a little bit of time where I'd ordinarily be reading a newspaper or something.
Well,
and
when your limo's taking you to the airport, too, you can do that, right?
You can, yeah, well, you can, my limo. Yes, sir. Thank you. But, I mean, there are moments where you can find to if you carry the things with you and your little postage stamps, and you just write a quick thank you for your time, thank you for showing up, thank you for your help, thank you for your support. And, you know, that's also a great thing you can do for your employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's more and more important these days as a younger workforce, the Generation Y, the millennial workforce, as they're coming in, they need a whole different level of feedback than the people that we've been used to working with. So I think we really need to get used to.
Do you think the younger folks appreciate the job that they have like you and I did when we got our jobs as young people?
No, I think they have a different level of expectation.
I was so glad because I was coming off the farm. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I would have done anything for my early bosses because they got me off the farm. And so I was very grateful for those jobs.
Different.
I think it's different these days, don't
very
you?
Very different.
Yeah. Not to diss the young folks. It's just different. Tintail, quick break. Right back with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. The website is customercarecoach.com, right, Joanna?
You got it.
All right. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy. I can't think of anybody, Joanna, that I would rather kick off the new year with than you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You're one of the swell people in my life and have been now for a long time. I'm looking here. Joanna, how long have we been together?
Well, I think we're going into our eighth year.
We're getting ready to celebrate. We're getting ready to celebrate an anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, this is our anniversary. This is our, today is our eighth, and I'm remiss in that.
We started in January?
January of 5th, actually. We're going to miss it a couple of days. January 5th of 1998.
No.
This is my and your eighth anniversary. So happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Jim.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, this is amazing.
I know. Well, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It really does.
Joanna, let's talk some more about some different ways to say thank you. One of the things that if small businesses said to me, okay, if somebody said to me, you get to say 10 seconds to every small business, you get to say one message 10 seconds long to every small business in the world, and that's it. I would say differentiate yourself from your competitors. Here's 4 seconds back. If you don't differentiate yourself, then basically you just have to hope that people walk in your door. Small businesses cannot do business. They cannot be successful if they don't have people who want to come back to see them.
Exactly.
And if you can't say, if you don't learn how to say thank you, if you don't make, as you've taught us so many times, Joanna, if you can't make a connection with these people so that when they think of whatever it is that you sell, that they want to come back to you, mm-hmm. then basically you're just like everybody else. There's no differentiation. And don't you think, Joanna, that just learning how to say thank you and saying it early and often and saying it well in a number of different ways, that that's a totally costless way of differentiating
it's
yourself.
It's a great start. It is a way to differentiate yourself, and add that to the fact that you have the intention to create a positive experience for that customer. Have that thought in your mind that it's your goal today to create a positive customer experience. Thank yous are a huge part of it. And gratitude and appreciation, as you know, go straight to the heart.
Well, and how much, think of how much, if there's nothing else, folks, that you've learned listening to this show, you've learned that branding, that building brand loyalty is about emotion, isn't it, Joanna?
Absolutely.
It's not about what you sell. It's about the emotion that the person has in acquiring and enjoying that thing that you sell, and you're part of that acquisition, aren't you?
The customer comes to you looking for value of some sort, and for some customers, yeah, it's about money, but for most customers, it's a combination of things, all of it culminating in how do they feel? How do they feel about spending their money with you? Do they feel good at the end of the transaction, or do they feel bad at the end of the transaction? And
or did they feel, or worse, did they feel nothing?
Well, actually, there's no such thing as feeling nothing. Something goes on inside, whether you think it's going on or not. So if it's that perception of feeling nothing,
mm-hmm.
that's the same thing as producing a negative experience for the customer.
Well, one thing about it sure is negative for you.
Well, absolutely, because the customer's not going to come back.
That's exactly right. You know, Joanna, when you and I were growing up, I mean, you're a lot younger than me, but when we were growing up,
businesses,
people only had, you know, maybe two or three choices in their community to buy stuff. Now, that's not the case. And with the Internet, the options are infinite, aren't they?
Thousands of choices.
Yeah.
The customer has thousands of choices, and they have no reason to come back and be with you, buy something from you, purchase something from you again, unless they've had a good experience with you.
Joanna, I've got about 45 seconds. What's your last word for our anniversary visit?
Oh, my goodness.
What would you like to tell customers?
Create positive customer experiences this year. Say thank you. Appreciate your customers. Because business goes where it's wanted, but it stays where it's appreciated.
Say that again.
Business goes where it's wanted, but it stays where it's appreciated.
Yeah. Well said. I can't top that. Joanna, you're the best. I appreciate you being a member of our Brain Trust. You're one of the longest-term members of our Brain Trust. There are only maybe 7 or 8 or 10 out of 500
plus. There were only a few of us. Now, every time you say 500, I'm astounded because there were only a few of us when we started.
That's right. The largest community of small business experts in the world, and you're an anchor tenant. You're an anchor contributor. Joanna, I love you, baby, and I'll see you next time.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Jim.
Happy New Year. See you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, that's CustomerCareCoach.com. She's the best. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.